Die gereformeerde kerk in Afrika, or the Reformed Church in Africa, was my spiritual home for the first 16 years of my life. The last 39 has been the Catholic Church. But within the gereformeerde kerk, there was a particular perspective on today's gospel. But the time will come, the time for the bridegroom to be taken away from them. That will be the time when they will fast. For the gereformeerde kerk, the bridegroom was taken away at the ascension, and we now live in an age of fasting, mourning the loss of the presence of Jesus, and looking forward to his return again. Having become the Catholic 39 years ago, I now see this from a totally different perspective. That Jesus here, and in its parallel Gospels, is speaking with a great deal of irony. For the bridegroom has never been taken away from us. The bridegroom is present to us in the sacraments, in the church, by the gift of the Holy Spirit. In fact, what rules us is what we have in the first reading, that marvelous hymn from Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the unseen God and the firstborn of all creation. And further along, as he is the beginning, he was the first to be born from the dead. Because God wanted all perfection to be found in him, and all things to be reconciled through him and for him, everything in heaven and everything on earth, when he made peace by his death on the cross. We live not in a period of mourning and loss. We live in a period of anticipation and of joy. We live in the new wine, and hopefully in the new skins, the new cloth, and hopefully the new clothes. Sometimes we forget this when we, in a foolhardy way sometimes even, insist that tradition needs to be unbroken, unchanged, and solidified. All that that gives us is concrete. Yes, it creates monuments for the future, monuments we must honor, monuments we must take seriously, monuments which must direct us to the future. But we are not meant to be stuck in the concrete poured in that monument. We are the new. And everything is based on the foundation of the bridegroom who is still with us. Still with us in the sacraments, still with us in the life of the church, still with us in the gift of the Holy Spirit, still with us in the discerning of good-willed Christian hearts for the will of God, for our own time, and for our own future here amongst the brothers and sisters who form the church, form the body of Christ, form the beginning of all peace and reconciliation. We are the new of the world and the new of the universe. Bringing that new, the peace and the reconciliation won through the cross, to all peoples and to all times. And though we must embrace our monuments and learn from them, we must also have the freedom to follow the will of God, the voice of the bridegroom who calls out to his beloved. For Jesus here too is paraphrasing aspects of the Song of Songs, of the bride seeking her beloved and then finding that she had never actually lost him. And so Jesus says to us, you will never actually lose me. And we don't need to look to the past to find Jesus. We need to discern and embrace the present with love, with understanding, as the mercy of God unfolds and blossoms among us. Amen.